Hello and welcome to this episode of Nothing Ventured with me, Arish Shah. Today on our primer, we have Amardeep Palmer. Amardeep is the co-founder and host of the Bay HQ podcast, which is inspiring, connecting and guiding British Asian entrepreneurs, as well as being the host of the Entrepreneur's Handbook, where he has interviewed the likes of Ev Williams, founder of Twitter and of Medium, and also the co-founder of Netflix, Mark Randolph. Amardeep, it's great to have you here with me today.
It's great to be here.
Amazing. Well, look, we're going to kick off with a primer. So can you, for the benefit of our audience, tell us how you got to be doing what you are today? A little bit of a mini resume.
Sure. So it doesn't make any sense, my story.
Excellent.
And I think all the best stories are like that.
Yeah.
So I was in tech consulting, again, by accident, because the job title said business consultant. And then when I got there, it's like, oh, this is way more techy than I thought it was going to be. But I didn't really know what I wanted to do. So I just stayed there, get the promotion, then get a bit of golden handcuffs. Then January 2020, New Year's resolution, I start writing online because new year, new me, be productive, all of that kind of stuff. And you know how you get these kind of things? You're like, yeah, that's not going to last. And I didn't really expect it to last either. But then after that, the first article went viral. And all of a sudden, people are telling me how amazing a writer I am. So you get that little push. And this was, so 2 months later, the pandemic came into play. So I had way more time. I was sitting at home and I couldn't go out, right? So what did I do?
Nothing else to do but write content.
Yeah. So it was like, well, I had my day job still. So I was still doing that, of course.
Obviously.
Just in case they listen, yeah. And then that accelerated me, right? Then on top of that, then I was gaining traction. And towards the end of the year, what was happening is that so many people reaching out to me from like, entrepreneurs, all people all over the world. I became an editor of an entrepreneur's publication. And it was just very surreal for me because I didn't have this ambition going into it. It all just happened. Then I started earning enough or more than my day job. And then the question started coming to play, like, what do I do now, right? Do I take this full time? But am I just a one-hit wonder? What am I? That was a lot of toing and froing about identity, right? Because I'd done the traditional path my entire life.
Usual imposter syndrome. We all suffer from it. I think Asians even more so than others, maybe.
Yeah. And then eventually I quit. And to be honest, I can't even remember having a job anymore. It was 7 years of my life. And it's been nearly 2 years I've been working for myself. But I just don't remember having that kind of structure anymore. And then on the back of that, once I quit my job, then everything else started up. So that's why I started Entrepreneur's Handbook podcast. I started other podcasts. I've done a lot of work for startups and unicorns and people like that on their content behind the scenes as well. And then more recently is the Bay HQ is what's been launched as well. So there's all these different points along that journey. And there's so many experiments I started, then got rid of. And now it's mainly focused on the Bay HQ as an organization. The Entrepreneur's Handbook is still going as well. And then all the stuff I do behind the scenes, which is mainly advising startups and helping them with their content strategy.
Amazing. I mean, we're going to dig into a lot of that. And I mean, a couple of points that actually even just came up just whilst you were talking, it's that whole thing about backing yourself, like trying something new and then seeing where it goes, like very emergent strategy. The whole thing around imposter syndrome is something that I definitely could identify with. Everyone feels like, I guess, they're failing until they're not. But I'd love for you to shout out three of, you know, the top guests maybe that you've had on or the guests that most resonated with you, either at the Entrepreneur's Handbook or at Bay HQ. Who would they be?
Oh, so you asked me this before and it's a tough one. I think one I've got to do is Mark Randolph in particular. So Mark Randolph was the founder of Netflix, and what I've always found is that people who are the most successful, have the best on paper resume, are often really kind because they don't have the ego anymore. They don't need to have the ego. A lot of it comes from needing to prove yourself. And if you, like, Mark Randolph doesn't need to prove himself. He's created a company that's changed the face of the world, basically, and how we consume content. And what stood out to me about him is that after the podcast finished recording, he stayed on for another hour and asked me about my story.
Amazing.
And you don't expect that sometimes of somebody that successful. But that's why I've realized that some of the more successful people have more time for you. They want to hear your story. Mm. They want to connect and they want to learn from you too. So they still have that hunger. So that would be one. Another one, let's say Nihal Mehta. Mm-hmm. So Nihal Mehta is the founder of ENIAC VC, and this is Stuffing Ventured. So it's a great platform for him. So Nihal had, I think, five companies before he started his firm, and some of them failed, some of them did well. But now what it's really trying to back is people from different backgrounds and try and open up venture a lot more. And for me, one of the big things is that once I started the Bear HQ, he was across the pond, but he said, anything you need, let me know. You want me to put you in touch with me, I'll do it. And this guy has no reason to do that for me, right? We never met in person. I just interviewed him, but he's got that attitude of, okay, you're doing something which I like, I'm going to help you. There's nothing in it for him at all. So I really like that about him. And then another left field one is Ravi Singh. So he's the founder of Carceraid. So this is a guy who at 30 grabbed a backpack, went to Somalia and tried to help out when everything was going on.
Amazing.
Then he got shot when he was like 35. His beard turned white, which is why he looks like he's about 80, but he's only in his 50s. And it's just that, to me, it's just crazy for somebody to just have the idea, like, I'm going to go and help no matter what the risks are. And then now he's created a whole organization which helps in so many different countries. And I think some of his stories, there's obviously the different business stuff of it, but it's just for somebody to go out of their way and help people in that way. It's one, it's very kind, but it's also, it's an incredible amount of organization, the business and the logic you have to do to have to manage that kind of an organization as well, which sometimes gets underappreciated.
Yeah. Amazing. Well, look, we're going to talk about a whole bunch of this stuff in the main podcast. I'm massively looking forward to it. Thanks, Amardeep.